to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He who was and is to come. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer to Thee. Even though it be a cross that raised me, still all my song shall be nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer to Thee. No like the wonder word, the sun gone down, darkness be over me, by a stone. Yet in my dreams I'd be nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer. We'll try it again. No, like the wanderer, the sun gone down, darkness be over me, my rest a stone. Yet in my dreams I'd be nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer, my God, to Thee. Nearer to Thee. Let it be so, Lord. Draw me nearer, just a closer walk with Thee. Help us, Lord, to worship Thee. Give us grace this hour. Oh, help us now, Father, is my prayer. You woke us up today, started us on our way. Help us to walk worthy. Even now, we would glorify You, Lord, in our bodies, in our spirits, which are Yours. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank You, Lord. When I passed by the computer room this morning, I could see Kurt inside there because it's mostly windows in the front. Isn't that good? So we can see what Kurt's doing. So he was in there moving around, and I saw the cat. The cat was sitting at the door. The door is here, and the cat was sitting there. I said, that's us, huh? Or it ought to be us. Huh? That's what I thought about. I said, now, he's sitting, looking at the door. Huh? Huh? That's the picture of the saints. Well, it ought to be. I mean, looking. He's expected. What? Isn't that amazing? Surely we can outdo the cat, huh? Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Well, that's what I saw. Thank You, Lord. Cat was waiting on Kurt. We can do better than that. Waiting on Jesus. Glory. A word to the wise, prepare, prepare. That's always the case. Prepare for what? How do we prepare? Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, which means they prepared. They that were ready made preparation. Went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. What about those that didn't prepare? Well, they came and knocked on the door. It was already locked. It was shut and locked. And they couldn't get in. It's written for our learning. It's the parable of the kingdom, which means that there's going to be a bunch of folk who don't prepare and still going to expect to get in. Y'all hear I say that? So that should cause us to move with fear. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you get the weight of it? Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's not a bunch of people that, you know, say, well, I don't reckon I'll get in. No, it's a bunch of people who are expecting to get in. This is the type of the kingdom. Amen. All right, so this is the race. This pertains to us. Yeah. We're either one or the other. We're either going to be the ones that are ready and go in, and the door is shut, or we'll be the ones that are not ready. In any event, the door will be shut. There'll be a bunch on the inside. There'll be a bunch on the outside. The ones on the inside will be ready. The ones on the outside think they are ready. Thank you, Lord. So that's what we see throughout the world, a bunch of folk who name the name of Jesus, and what they're doing is sufficient. You know, I believed on Jesus. If a man believed on Jesus to the end, that is sufficient. But there was a bunch that thought they had and they hadn't. See, understand that. If you believe on Jesus to the end, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Hallelujah. Just that simple. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But many shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. Thank you, Lord. Well, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Glory, glory. Now, he's made provisions for us. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. He made provision for the others, but they just, you know, they were all slumbering. But at least one bunch woke up and still had oil in their lamp. Now, when the others awakened, what they said is, give us of your oil. They said, our lamps are gone out. They were already out. They didn't say they're burning low. They said, our lamps are gone out. Hallelujah. Virgins now. So make sure you understand. You know, not folk that are serving the devil wholeheartedly. You understand. These people just serving God half-heartedly. See? Oh, what a deception, you know. I serve God, you know, but in my spare time, when I feel like it, however I feel like it, you know. When I feel like being idle, I'm idle. When I feel like being slowful, I'm slowful. You know, I'm not talking good. Yeah, I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. Thank you, Lord. So we're preparing to meet our God. We have instruction. The master said, I'm going away. And he's gone away. Amen. Yet we still have a comforter. Because he promised not to leave us comfortless. And he has not left us comfortless. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So we're preparing to go to the place that's prepared for us. Watching under prayer, watching, waiting, hoping. Praise the Lord. Then the cat was a good example. That blessed me when I saw the cat just sitting there.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Huh? It don't make any sense, except there was a good reason.
Amen.
You know, a cat sitting there, I mean, for a door that never opened, that doesn't make any sense. No. No. Hallelujah. But the cat, as stupid as it is or whatever, probably smarter than some, was sitting at that door. You understand?
Yes. Hallelujah.
I mean, right at the door.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I guess his hope was fulfilled.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. The same will help. The same will happen to us if we continue in the waiting.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, we have example of
Amen.
Those that fell out.
Thank you, Lord.
And the sobering thing about it, they don't think that they've fallen out. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Amen.
No, they don't.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
They're not as wise and blessed as that prodigal.
Right.
So he knew. He said, man, I've left my estate. See how gracious God is with men? You know, the angel that left their estate, God just cast them off. But look at us. Look at the prodigal. He left his estate, but God brought him back. Hallelujah. That's the difference.
Thank you, Lord.
The angels that sin, they're going to hell. Absolutely. Of course, they were vessels fitted to destruction. God can do that. The same way he can prepare vessels for mercy. God can do that. We can't stop him.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank God. Thank God.
Well, aren't we blessed to be those vessels of mercy?
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I understand it's God's sovereign choice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? No, not that there was good in us, or just like he saw in Jacob, not having before they were born. That's when God chose us. Before we were born. God made choice. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Now we have to get to the end of that faith. Faith is a journey. Hallelujah. And he that endure to the end of it, the same shall be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, understanding that what we've heard, we should it should chart our course. It, you know, put a fire under us.
Hallelujah.
My, let me get moving.
Amen.
Woo! The night is far spent.
Hallelujah.
Hey, the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. My Lord. Run on, Gino, run on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, in the Pilgrim's Progress, Bunyan's account, it's actually a depiction of the life of a Christian. Very accurate. All along the way, he meet a bunch of folk that think they're going the same place he's going. Absolutely. Absolutely. Of all kind of persuasions, all kind of vocation.
He
said, man, we're going the same place you're going. We ain't so fanatic like you are. We don't do it. But yeah, we're going the same place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. But all that show up won't get in. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Now, we have faith to believe that we're going to get in, don't we? Understanding that it's not by any works of righteousness that we've done. But understand that having that faith brings righteousness. Come on. Come on. Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. God forbid is the answer. How can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So we reckon ourselves to be dead to sin, but alive unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving. Vessels of mercy whom he have aforetime prepared. So he's prepared us to be vessels of mercy. Hallelujah. To fight the good fight of faith. To be tried. Hallelujah. Come forth as gold. He's chosen us for this. Absolutely. He sanctified us. Ordained us to believe the truth. He's ordained us to salvation. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. And again, the natural man or men in general really don't understand the truth. No. Most men think it's accessible to them. Truth is not available to everybody. You know that. You find somebody and say, man, the truth is not available to you. Since it's the truth, they won't receive it. You'll go down, knock on the door, or go in. They'll probably have the door open, a little church down here on Sunday morning. So, man, y'all going the wrong way. Y'all all going to hell. They won't believe that. In fact, they might have you apprehended. Troublemaker came over here to our sanctuary while we're worshiping the true and the living God. Hallelujah. They told us we were going the wrong way. Well, it is the truth. Of course, after, you know, man's evaluation, they, nice folk. I'm probably nicer than you. Huh? They probably not grouchy every morning. Not good enough. Hallelujah. Not good enough. Charlie, like that, we shouldn't be grouchy every morning. Sometimes we are. Hallelujah. Yeah, as much as we know about the goodness of God, we're still men. I'm not asking anybody. So, you know, sometimes we get aggravated about things. Yeah, we absolutely. We get bothered by things. But in righteousness, we quickly recover. But if you tell me, well, I'm never grouchy. I never get angry. I'm not going to believe you. Okay. I'm going to call you a liar. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. So, you know, it grieves my heart, you know, to see God's people so going the wrong way. You understand. Hallelujah. Now, of course, our hope is that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, the author of eternal salvation. Yes, sir. And I guess there may be a bunch of King Manasses. Right. You know, he was most of his life, he was going the wrong way. Absolutely. Yeah, he did everything contrary. He forsook all the counsel of God, killed the prophet. Can a man like that be saved? Yes. There's hope for us then, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm still amazed at that account. My God. Yeah, he had blood on his hands. Just like old Paul. If Paul didn't kill him directly, he certainly consented. Absolutely. When old Stephen was killed, old Paul said, yeah. Good job, boys. Good job. So in light of all these things, we have hope. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to keep going in the wrong way. I just say there's hope for you to turn around. Because if you keep going in the wrong way, then you won't be saved. Turn ye, why would you die? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, old King Manasseh, I mean, if we put it to a vote, we'd say, my God, surely that man ain't going to be saved. Some might even believe that he wasn't saved. You believe you're saved?
Yes, Lord.
That's righteousness. I remember asking Obadiah and Mary, I said, y'all consider yourselves to be saved? That's how I ask him. You know what Obadiah said? He said,
amen.
Hallelujah. That's a good confession. That's a good confession. That's a good confession. And then he walked contrary, but, you know, we have hope. Yes, we do. I believe if God can save King Manasseh, he can save Obadiah. Huh? Look at Charles. Huh? Charles was running contrary. He didn't want anything to do with you overcomers. Absolutely not. Huh? No, he didn't. But one day God reached out and grabbed him by the nape of the hair. Huh? Ain't that all right? Hallelujah. Well, there are still plenty that don't want anything to do with us, but they think they're all right. Y'all see the difference? Now, this man was once like that, but God showed him the error of his ways. Somehow he convinced him that we're God's people. Yeah, knowing all about us. That's why he didn't want to have anything to do with us. You know what I'm saying? But he found out that in knowing all about us, he knew about him. And he knew about the Savior who was able. Is that what y'all know? Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Yeah, God can save you, Charlene. Hallelujah. You believe that? We do. All right. That's the faith we continue in. Hallelujah. Oh, let me go on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flame and fire,
amen,
taking vengeance,
yes,
because vengeance belonged to him,
yes,
on them that know not God.
Amen.
That's not you. But listen to this. This might be you, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ones that don't know can obey. But for the ones that can't obey and the ones that won't obey, the reward is the same. Everybody understand that? Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Glory, glory. So the end of it is we'll be just like Jesus. Hallelujah. The process has already begun. In one sense, we can say it's already done. Praise the Lord. But it does not appear what we shall be. But when he appear, he'll appear what we shall be. For we shall see him as he is.
Hallelujah.
Being confident of this very thing, Charlene, that he which hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. What's the good work? He's beginning to conform us to his image. It's right here. It's no secret. Hallelujah. Yeah, the language I use sometimes, he's going to rub us out. Thank you, Lord. So, Brother Jerry, he writes his little note. He said, I want to be a son of God. I want to be a son of God. He said, rub me out. Good prayer. Can we say the same? Lord, rub me out. Or we can say, yet not I, but Christ. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, what should we do? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So there's preparation. We have work to do.
Thank you,
Lord. We don't work for our salvation. We work out our salvation. See the difference? We work it out. We'll never work for it, because, but it's God that worketh in you. So work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. What is God which worketh in you? It's God that's working, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, to save you. That's God's will. Hallelujah. Don't take any credit. You might have to forfeit your gift. You're going to say, well, you know, I studied religions and I chose this Jesus Christ religion. Shame on you. No man has ever done that. No. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And ordained you. You should bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. Y'all know we need to bring forth fruit? Hallelujah. Unto righteousness. Unto holiness. Unto everlasting life. Don't be ashamed to bring forth fruit. Huh? Don't be rebellious and say, I ain't going to, come on, give it up. Abide in the vine, else you can't bring forth no fruit. Y'all just abide in the vine, you'll bring forth fruit. Then is my Father in heaven glorified when you bring forth fruit. See? And when you bring forth, I'm going to get some more. I'm going to purge you that you bring forth more fruit. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus said, my Father is the husbandman.
Amen.
Glory. He's going to get fruit, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put you in the true vine. Hallelujah. Prune you, purge you, reprove you, rebuke you, chastise you. Hallelujah. You all understand that God said his chastening is for the purpose of making us partakers of his holiness. Well, and holiness without,
amen,
which no man shall see the Lord.
Amen.
And no man is holy of himself.
Amen.
No such thing.
No
such thing. We're holy men because of God's divine operation.
Amen.
And we are holy men. We're sanctified.
Amen.
But this is the operation of God. Even by the very word of God. Thank you, Lord. We're holy men. Praise even you, brother. Hallelujah. Ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That you should show forth the praise of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. And we have commandment, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. We're also told to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. Amen, amen. Glory, glory. We need grace for that. For all that God requires of us, we need grace. That's why he gave it us. You know we have grace. We can do what God wants us to do. Be what God wants us to be. Hey, he wants us to be holy. Conform to his image. Working his works. Praise the Lord. So that folk can look upon us and say, oh, they've been with Jesus. Glory, glory. O they march to the beat of a different drummer. They don't even know what day to go to church. Yeah, something wrong with them folk. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. The day of Christ is coming, the day of the Lord, judgment day, all the same. When the king comes, he's going to judge. When he comes, he's coming with vengeance. He's coming in flame and fire. Absolutely. He's not going to sneak in. Won't be no secret. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Of course, there's such a doctrine, you know. They got tribulation saints and otherwise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Brother Spurgeon said, following peace, hallelujah. We should yield everything but the truth. We should give everything but the truth to make for peace. Well, that's quite the, That would make for peace, huh?
Yes.
If we would forego the respect that we think is due us. Huh? If we would just say, just for peace sake, just for righteousness sake. Hallelujah. Spurgeon also said, in talking about idle talk and that unbridled tongue, unruly tongue, he said, more mischief is done by idle chatter than by outright malice. I believe that to be true. You know, folk just saying stuff. Even if it's not out of malice, it makes for trouble. That's what he's saying. He says, idle chatter. But it does more mischief than outright malice. The reason is, outright malice is not cloaked. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. It's not cloaked. But all this idle talk, it's not for good. It's for evil. Yours and mine. Idle talk is just not conducive to holy living. No, no, no. And many Christians have this false idea that it's their privilege and it's their right to just say whatever comes to their mind about whoever they want to say it about, whether it's true or not. Now, y'all know I'm telling the truth. You know, so we say things that we know folk are going to hear. And we know it probably won't help them out, but we say it anyway. And we should be helpers one over another. Huh? And usually the ones that do this are the ones that think they're spiritual, you know. Absolutely. And they pass by and they, you know, let it fly so that, you know that they're spiritual. And they got your number. See? That don't bother me. But there are folk in here that it bothers. Huh? Now, you know God's going to plead their cause. Just understand that. Just understand that. Just understand that. These are God's children. Just understand that. He's going to plead their cause. Hallelujah. You get on the Lord's side, he'll plead your cause. But not you fighting against him. When you surrender, submit to him, agree with him, then who can be against you? But if you go the other way, then you're fighting against God and you won't ever win. Huh? If we know that God's in it, then we ought to know there's nothing we can do against it. And if God's not in it, then we don't have to worry about it. It won't prosper. It'll come to naught. Oh, we waste so much time. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Commandment, commandment. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come again. So we need to get like old Slick. Huh? Yeah, we need to fix our eyes on the prize. Huh? He wasn't looking around. He was. See? What a good example. And I often exhort us about distractions. Yeah, we are looking for Jesus, but we want to take time out to look around for the other stuff. No good. No good. Take heed lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day overtake you unawares. Hallelujah. But many are deceived and think, you know, they got time to do everything but seek the Lord. You know that. Folk that are on their pleasure trips and, you know, they think they're all right. Huh? What about you? No man's all right doing that stuff. Not you or me. Huh? If our face is toward Jerusalem, we're seeking the kingdom, then we do good. But if we've got time for other stuff, we don't do good. Huh? Y'all know we don't have time for that stuff? Hallelujah. No time for the devil. No time to seek our own. Glory, glory. We must redeem the time. For the days are evil. The brothers went on a trip the other day. 600 miles, I guess that's total. Brother, I said, I'm glad I don't have to travel like that anymore. My God. I don't even want to go to Walterboro. I want to go to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, that was a time I enjoyed going places, but I'm looking for the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I've already traveled more miles than I care to travel. Like we used to travel from Oklahoma here. We always had good expectations, though. You know, worth the trip, but it was no luxury cruise. No, it wasn't. Not complain. I mean, the provision were okay, but come on. We wasn't on Greyhound. Thank you, Lord. But we were coming to see the saints, so it was all worthwhile. Hallelujah. Long ride, though. Long ride. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we're here to stay. Is that all right? Hallelujah. We made lots of trips. Some of them was quite eventful. I think one time we traveled back and had several flat tires all along the way. I don't know how many. One time we lost the gate on that trailer. We never found it, did we? Yeah, we had a sliding gate on the trailer. We hit a bump, but no one was hurt, thank God. Yeah, that could have been a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. One time we were transporting some peroxide and the trailer caught on fire. We had all kind of excitement. Hallelujah. I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, broke down a few times. But nevertheless, the Lord brought us through. And now we don't have to do it anymore. Hallelujah. I'm not going to raise my hand to go anywhere. Everybody's not there. At least I'm glad that we have somebody that's willing to go, because sometimes, you know, it's convenient to go. But I'm glad it's not me. I go to the woodpile. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yeah. I've learned to be content. Praise the Lord. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Listen now. Hallelujah. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. God going to fix it all. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. He said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. Hallelujah. And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Man at his best state is altogether vanity. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, this will cease. This little existence we have. I know we think a lot of this old tabernacle, but it's only temporary. It is a tabernacle. Hallelujah. And of course, the temple will have to give way to the eternal. Now, we won't be without bodies. Absolutely not. No, we won't. Our body shall be like his body.
Amen.
That will happen at his appearing.
Yes, Lord.
Then we'll be able to see him as he is. Now we see, but only by faith. But then we'll see him as it, because we'll be like him. Hallelujah. And that inward process has begun. That's why we see what we see. No man knows the goodness of God except, except there's a divine operation of grace or somewhat of conforming to God. You understand? That's what it is. We're somewhat conformed inwardly. That's why we can see that God is good. All men don't know that God is good. You do know that he's good, don't you? Huh? It's not popsicles and ice cream. That's not the goodness of God. It's not Cadillacs and yachts. Hallelujah. The goodness of God, it leadeth thee to repentance, reconciliation, peace with God. Peace with God. Yeah, he looks on us as friends. Huh? Son. Glory, glory. Reconcile. Nothing between. Glory, glory. That's the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord. And God is good. Y'all know that, don't you? Now, it's our job, our calling to declare God's goodness. That's not the heathen's job. They really don't know. They know how to say it, but they don't know that God's good. You know, they know how to say, I love God. They just don't know how to do it. Huh? They know how to say, I'm heaven bound. They just don't know. You know that. Listen to me. All the folk that think they're all right with God, they say, I'm on my way to heaven. Yeah. That's what you say, huh?
And
see, that ought to make us be fearful. We say the same thing. Huh? Hallelujah. And we should. We should say that we're heavenly bound. Huh? He's prepared a place for us. So we're going to the place. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Man at his best state. Huh? Find him. One that's rich, one that's strong, one that's young, one that's wise, in his best state, altogether vanity. Hallelujah. When man gets done acquiring all the stuff that he can acquire, God's going to say, hey, give it up. You know that, don't you? Give it to your enemy, or who knows who's going to get it. Hallelujah. But the word of our God shall stand forever. Luke 12:45, but and if that servant said in his heart, my Lord did layeth his coming, then he's moved away from preparing.
Amen.
Now understand, this is in the heart.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you're not here.
Right.
But if your heart says, well, I've got time to go around and say these idle words, knowing that it's not going to do my neighbor any good, but I'm going to say it anyway. I like to see them squirm.
Right.
You know?
Thank you, Jesus.
Saying that my Lord delayeth his coming. You leave off from the preparing, huh? Well, he's going to come in a day when you're not aware. Huh? Cut you in sunder and give you your portion with the hypocrites. Right out of the book. Thank you, Lord. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself. Y'all know the Lord's coming, don't you? Huh? Well, the ones out there say they're all right. They say the same thing. You know, folk that's completely kicked out of the traces, they say they're all right with God. Isn't that fearful? And yeah, they try to convince you too. I'm just not convinced. That's why I'm still here. And I believe if they were convinced, they'd still be here too. Hallelujah. This is a good way. Hallelujah. I believe it's the way that the Lord has brought us. That we might be wholly his, submitted, surrendered, watching and waiting. That's what we're doing, you know. And we might get the swimming pool upgraded, but that's not what we're doing here. No, no, no. We might get the solar upgraded. Maybe, huh? We might get these things up on the roof taken off. That's not why we're here, though. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's not why we're here. This is just things we do while we're here in preparation. If we do them and don't do them with the right heart, well, they still won't profit us. God in his wisdom and mercy and grace has just given us these things that we can do and do it for eternal profit. There are people that do what we do, for earthly gain. Absolutely. There are people that are preparing, but they're preparing for the, collapse of the economy. Maybe they're preparing for the mark of the beast. I'm not preparing for the mark of the beast. I'm preparing for the coming of the Lord. Yeah, probably there'll be a mark instituted. God said so. That's not what I'm preparing for. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. I'm preparing to meet the Lord. That's what grace is doing in me. Hallelujah. Well, just how would we prepare for the collapse of the economy? Collapse means collapse. Come on. Hallelujah. That mean your whatever you got is worth nothing.
Amen.
That's collapse.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're already there, but we just have a facade.
Amen.
Really?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But the scriptures say your silver and gold,
amen.
Yeah, they won't help you in the day of God's wrath. So how would we prepare? Hallelujah. Maybe we should store up food. Hallelujah. We store up food in working righteousness and being faithful. Yeah. Hopefully y'all don't trust in it. If you do, then you've done it in vain. God don't want us to trust in canned food. Not even dried food. Not survival food. Except the word of God.
Yeah, Lord.
The real survival food.
Yes, Lord.
That which you can eat and not die. Hallelujah. But there are people that probably don't even believe God who's making preparation for a hard time. We're not in that preparation. We're preparing to meet our God. Hallelujah. You know, the one that promised, I will come. Hallelujah. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. Thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Glory, glory. And Samuel saith, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all of his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, and thy sons' sons all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Am I doing all right, brother? Am I scratchy? Hallelujah. Okay, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. This is our part. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them up on the post of thy house and on thy gates. Hallelujah. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ears uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. They cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I'm full of the fear of the Lord. I'm weary with holding in. Thank you, Lord. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the age with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet, even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest. Rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Oh, help me, Jesus. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Hearken unto me, my people. Give ear unto me, O my nation. For law shall proceed from before me, and I will make judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The owl shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke. The earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever and ever. And my righteousness shall not be abolished. Like death, I abolished death. He abolished death. He brought life and immortality. But my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. The people in whose heart is my law. Hearken unto me. Don't fear the reproach of men. Neither be afraid of their revilings. Hallelujah. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them up like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever and ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Awake, awake, put on thy strength. O arm of the Lord, O arm of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Glory, glory. Art not thou it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art not thou it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Hallelujah, the ransom. That means purchase. He gave himself. Huh? A ransom. For you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for all. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord shall come with singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die? And of a son of man which should be made like grass? And forget the Lord thy maker. Huh? You fear man and you don't fear me? Hallelujah. That have stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. And has feared continually. Praise God every day because the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divideth the sea, whose waves roareth. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now I put my words in thy mouth, and I've covered thee in the shadow of my hand. That I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Amen. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment. Put on the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee these uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. O captive daughter of Zion. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob. And all the remnant of the house of Israel. Which are born by me from the belly. Which are carried by the womb. And even to your old age, I am he. Even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I made you and I will bear you. I will carry and I will deliver you. Thank you, Lord. To whom will you liken me and make me equal? and compare me, that we may be alike. Hallelujah. There's no God like me. Thank you, Lord. There's none like me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel. And I come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel. O God, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Hallelujah. For they call themselves of the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth out of my mouth, and I shewed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass, because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is as an iron sinew, and thy brow brass. I've even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I shewed it thee, lest thou should say, my idol has done this, and my graven image and my molten image have commanded them. For my name's sake, I will defer mine anger, and for my praise, I will refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction for mine own sake. Even mine own sake will I do it. Hallelujah. Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel, my call. I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. Mine hand also laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. Amen. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. I have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come unto me, come near unto me, hear ye this. I've not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God in his spirit hath sent me. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou had hearkened unto my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Hallelujah. Hearken, hearken, hearken. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hear and obey. That's hearken. Pay full attention and put it into action. To hear someone with deep care, respect, or obedience. Hearken. So hearken unto me. Praise the Lord. Don't want just lip service. Hear me. Obey me. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have ears to hear, huh? So we can keep this commandment. We have eyes to see. Everything that pertains to godliness, the Lord has given us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. So hopefully Kurt can be like the cat. Be ashamed for the cat to be found watching and not Kurt. Huh? Or you or I. Or it's the cat's watching, but not for what we're watching for. And I would say most men are watching for something. All men have hope. Yes, they do. Hallelujah. But we hope for that which we see not.
Amen.
So we wait patiently for it. Hallelujah. But that which we see, we have no need to hope for. Praise God. But we hope for that which we see not. We act like the cat down in the computer room. We do patiently wait for it. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Bless all they that wait for him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Today is the preparation day. We need to get a double portion. Ain't that all right? Hallelujah. Always looking for something. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. All hearts and minds clear? Yes. Are you glad to be in the patient waiting? Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Lest that root of bitterness, huh? And many fail of the grace of God. Now, we may fail of the grace, but the grace don't fail. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. So, how shall we escape if we neglect? Now we should give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Now we should hearken. Now we ought to give the more earnest heed to those things which we've heard. We've heard lots. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've heard right things. We've heard good things. We've heard things from heaven. Praise the Lord. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Sin. Anybody know anything about it? Well, the wages thereof is death. That's been... For any sin and all sin, there's a price. Absolutely. And we'll have to pay. You know, we're saved by grace, and if we sin, God will forgive us. We'll pay, though. Don't forget that. If it wasn't the case, Jesus Christ wouldn't have died. He would just wrote our sins off. That's not the case. Righteous God? Okay. So, there's a price with our sin. And sometimes that's what's going on. And, we don't seem to discern. You know, we're in a heap of trouble, and we're probably there because of our sin, because of our disobedience. Oh, yeah. Now, man can get himself in a lot of trouble. I don't have to ask you. Praise the Lord. But for every transgression and every disobedience, there was a just recompense. That's because God is just. Hallelujah. Now, he does judge with mercy. Otherwise, the sin would kill us. But there's always a price to pay for sin. And it's always more than we want to pay. You may think when you're sinning, well, you know, I'll pay for it. It'll always be more than you want to pay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And of course, we've seen sin. We've done sin. We've been in sin. We've just not always considered right about sin. There's no way to do it and get away with it or get by. God will exact a price for our sins. Hallelujah. He did for the prophet. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You mean he didn't have to pay for his sin? Come on, saints. Did David pay for his? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, still God's chosen and all that, still. David had a rough life. Still in it, he was blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he had something eternal. You understand it? But talk about, yeah, my God. So, God delivers, but not before he purposes what he wants to purpose. He's going to make you, your sin and the punishment for it, he's going to use it for your good.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to work all things together for good to them that love God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, we often look at folks sinning and somehow we get, they're getting by, or they won't get by, I won't get by, you won't get by. Huh? Well, we'll have to pay. Hallelujah. So that in itself, of course, is not enough deterrent. No, we still need grace. Now, you tell a man, well, you know, if you don't do right, you're going to go to hell. That's not enough to tear. Huh? We need a divine work of grace. Hallelujah. And God has given us grace that he might save us. But you should not be discouraged, you know, because you are suffering for your sin. And if you are suffering, you should make sure you put that in there. Don't somehow figure, well, here I am and I don't know why I'm in all this trouble, and you know, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time, and that's not good. Huh? Then you're calling God a liar. You should just consider, I got nobody to blame but myself. This is righteousness. That's been the case in my life. You know, no one ever got me in trouble. No. No, that may be your story, it's not mine. I always got me in trouble. And God always got me out. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. And I know, you know, some of God's people are, you know, in the fire now. I mean, they're really having it rough. But I must say that it's not because of, you have to put sin in it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. And you have to believe God to get you out. He will deliver. His word will perform what he purposed it to. Hallelujah. So hear the word of the Lord, saints. Hearken. Ye in whose law is mine. In whose heart is my law? The law of God is in your heart?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, who's going to pray for us today? Everybody, nobody, huh? You'll pray? All right, Tim. You drew the short straw, brother.
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, or anything taken from it, and God doeth it that man should fear before him. Well, again, Heavenly Father, as I heard what I heard again today, I tremble at your word often, and I consider that, yeah, some have gone astray, and then in their mind they believe that they're still right with you, Lord. And so we all here, we do name the name of Christ, and so I pray, Lord, with that we understand we have to depart from iniquity, and we're told this all the time, Lord, but often we don't get it off the page in the application. And so I thank you for your sufficient grace and your determination to save us, oh God. And we know, Lord, that you are determined to save. Nobody can do it like you, Lord. And salvation definitely is of the Lord. And if we had to do it on our own, we would fail miserably, Lord. And so we thank you again for the goodness of God leads us to repentance. And again, today we see your goodness of you. Speak to us every day, Lord, and so I pray with that also, Lord, we have the right response. We find a place of repentance, and be honest with ourselves, Lord, really is me, Lord, standing in need of prayer, and I thank you, Lord, sometimes I don't speak to things that are right, So I ask you, Father, put a bridle on our tongue that help us to be more careful with our words and also to speak the things that are right. Sometimes we don't say what we should say. And so help us to get it right, Lord. And thank you for the prophet sent to let us know you're coming in a lifetime. And it is closer now than we first began, Lord. And so I understand, Lord, believe me, surely you're going to do a quick work. Judgment is going to come quickly. So help us remember, Lord, whatever soever we sow, we shall reap. And so thank you, Lord, again, that we can sow the Spirit. So help us to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, thereby not fulfill the lust of our flesh. And you are, Lord. Bless Pastor Rice. He labors to minister. And those who listen in as well, Lord. And so help us, oh God, again, Feast of Trumpets coming up. We want to be making ready for the return of our God. So make us ready, Lord. Make us one. Come into your care. Ooh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. All right, all hearts and minds clear. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.